Secretary Freeman, 2190.
Oh, yes, sir.
How'd your meeting go?
I think very, very well.
Russ Tucker's looked like he took care of everybody but us poor cattlemen. Why in the hell didn't you take care of us?
The what?
The Tucker looked like he took care of everybody but the poor cattlemen. It's a good interview, and looked like it all of them were all right. Now, what are you going to do, get them together and...
Well, we went over and spent two and a half hours with them, but when you come down to wheat and cotton and dairy, why, everybody agrees, basically, and the Farm Bureau is absolutely adamant for no kind of program.
Hmm.
And this is...
What do they just want to do? Do nothing then?
In effect, they want to do nothing. They want to progressively move price supports down and go into what the free market. That's their total program. It's in their platform, and Schuman is not going to move on this under any circumstances.
Hmm.
And I don't think, honestly, Mr. President, there's a damn thing anybody in God's green earth could ever do with them. I've been trying for 3 years. This is a matter of almost religion. And it's been firmly resoluted by the Farm Bureau, and I think we can, in a number of other areas, trade, cooperatives, number of things, why this was a very useful thing, and we can help maintain the communications, and I thought you handled them superbly, but they're not going to move off that dead center.
Do you mind giving me a report again on our beef situation? Give me the whole cattle market and what the feed's gone up and how much it's gone down. Give me something that you can release and say that I've asked for a report on.
Yes, sir.
The cattle situation, and give these boys an issue. Tell them over there that I've asked you for a report on it, and you're
yes,
getting
sir.
It up, and
yes, sir.
That so that I can give them a little sop of some kind.
Good.
To keep them from off of my neck.
Yes, sir. Now
they say that you'd called a man and that you had gone over the whole thing with them, and that maybe you ought to say we're concerned with this increase in price and
yes,
cottonseed cake and other things, and we also increased and in concerned with the drop in prices there, and we're looking into it, making a study, and that you're going to make some recommendations to me, something like that.
I will do that. Now, may I just say this to you, that we have already recommended, and there is among the pile of memoranda that pile up, and they're circulating around in the State Department Herder's office, proposals that the cattlemen want that we support, and I'm working for quietly, that we enter into some kind of a voluntary arrangement with Australia and New Zealand to cut back on these imports, to hold a base, and to have a percentage share of an expanding market, which the cattlemen will be... Well, we discussed this together in your office, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what the cattle fellows want, and now I just... some of the State Department people, some of the herd people have some slightly different ideas about this.
Mm, well, you just get me that report right quick and what you recommended. But tell the press today, since we had this farm thing, I've had two calls. Won't know whether we discussed cattle or not. And I said, yeah, we did. But we haven't got any solution. We don't know what the answer is, but we're pursuing it. So
I told them in answer to a question. It's funny, didn't get on the wires, if I remember rightly, that we had reviewed this. You had expressed your concern for it, and so had I, and that we were working on it.
Fine. Well, you see it, your agriculture boys. Get it out to the agriculture people.
I'll get on it right now.
And I'll be seeing you. I thought you got a good play on the poverty thing.
Yes, thank you. Well, I'm over here. I've met with Mansfield. I've met with Humphrey. I'm going to talk to Holland, and I'm doing every damn thing I can on this appropriation thing.
That's fine.
You guys are at each other's necks like a couple of goddamn wildcats.
Well, we just got to get a bill and just tell them
sure.
You got to close down if you don't.
I'm going
to have to make a statement that just can't operate the agriculture department. Okay.
Very good.